Alabama and Tennessee's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, and oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three on a thankful Thursday. We're thankful for you. Text lines are open, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Text it, call it, same number for both. But let me do this right now. What I'm going to do is bring on a friend of mine, a longtime friend of the show, somebody who comes on a regular basis. Yesterday, we would have had Grand Counsel with my friend Jeff Poor and Dale Jackson, but of course, I got stuck in court, so there's that. In the meantime, he is still the same guy. Jeff Poor, host of the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5 down in Mobile at the Gulf of America, also editor-in-chief of 1819 News. Hey, Jeff Poor, how you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Thank you for making time from the studio there. Hey, man, I want to run through several things. You and I were going to talk about high school athletics as much as anything, but there's been a couple of stories that popped, and I want to see what your thoughts are. First of which is still developing, but like in the last 30 minutes, it's breaking all over the, you know, the news cycle that former National Security Advisor John Bolton has been indicted. Your immediate thoughts?
18 counts, federal grand jury. Maybe it's not a surprise. He even said he'd probably be indicted. But I don't know. Is this lawfare? Or is this, I mean, really, this is the new normal. I'm not a big fan of all of this, but if this is the way we got to do politics in America, then so be it. You just hopefully, you can't have two sets of rules and only one side, you know, has the favorable set of rules. So, just John Bolton probably played a little fast and loose here, and we'll see. But I would suspect the media are going to be screeching over the next couple of days.
Oh, they will. They already are. I've got two screens going. It's like you got multiple screens in your studio. I've got them going up here, and Fox has got one direction and CNN's got the other. You can always tell by who they bring on to be the commentator where that storyline is going to go. But I look at this and think, man, I worked in classified environments. I know you don't take documents home with you to help you write your book. You don't email things out of a skiff to yourself on a private server. So if he did all that, then you know what? What a chucklehead. He may be about to get some karma.
Yeah, and just to be go so hard in the paint against the administration that will be prosecuting you. What'd you think was going to happen? So maybe not smart, but maybe he can become a martyr for the left, which is kind of strange. I mean, you go back 20 years to the Bush administration, and John Bolton, his name was Dirt. Now he's going to be a folk hero.
Yeah, that's true. They hated him. He was a neocon. He was that guy out there. He was a war hawk. He was the one always marching the troops.
Halliburton, whatever it was at the time.
That big old mustache. He's always had that mustache, too. We'll see where it goes. Hey, other story, though, I want to talk to you about. I became aware of this right before I went on the air, so I've not even had a chance to see it. Alabama has got an open Senate seat with Tommy Tuberville running for governor. So the U.S. Senate seat being vacated by Tuberville has got I call it a deep bench. We got a deep bench of people that are running. Steve Marshall, current attorney general. Barry Moore, a current very conservative congressman. Jared Hudson, former Navy SEAL, Morgan Murphy, former Trump aide and Tuberville aide and Navy officer himself. Who am I forgetting? Anybody in the
Rodney range? Walker, who I don't really know much about.
Okay, I'm going to let that lay. But anyway, that's a deep bench, I call it. But there's a poll that came out today that indicates that, like, all of a sudden, Jared Hudson is taking the lead in the current polling. Your thoughts on this?
So this is a Qantas survey, and just before going on air, I pulled it up. Qantas Insights, it is 1,050 registered Republican primary voters. They conducted it October 13th through the 14th, published on the 16th, so that's today. But it was a text message survey, so we don't know, but they think they got the demographics right. 3.2% margin of error, 95% confidence. They polled Senate governor and lieutenant governor, and a little surprising, 27% for Jared Hudson, 24% for Steve Marshall, 9% for Barry Moore, Morgan Murphy and Rodney Walker at 2% each, And then a 36% undecided. They broke it down. Let's see. It's weighted very central Alabama, 27% in the north part of the state, 49% in the central part of the state, and 24% in the southern part of the state. So there you have it. You know, my reaction to the poll, I don't know, text message survey, and that makes it a little complicated. Some interesting other races in this one. At Tuberville at 63%, 4% for Ken McFeeters. Other 11% and 22% are undecided. And then here we go, the one we've all been waiting for, Lieutenant Governor. Wes Allen leading at 26%, H.A. McCarron at 14%, John Merrill at 10%, Rick Pate at 9%, other at 4%, and Dr. Nicole Wadsworth at 2% with an undecided number of 36%.
Wait, isn't Andrew Sorrell in that race?
No, he's running for Secretary of State.
Oh, that's right. Sex state. Okay. Wow. Yeah, that's interesting. That
we're not done yet.
Hang on. But the number two and three in the lieutenant governor's race are not even officially in the race, and they're
probably above the others. We got some more. Two other questions here. Did you know that this is going to blow your doors off here, but 95% of those surveyed support Trump's decision to move the Space Command headquarters from Colorado to Alabama.
Can I have some applause for that? Because I think that's a news story we didn't expect to happen.
No, 95, and it's like 2% opposed it, and then 2% weren't sure or something.
God. Who's the and not then, sure? That's what I want to know.
Finally, the last question is, do you support the Biden emission standards? Now, this is among likely Republican voters here. Only 16% of those surveyed supported them, and 76% were against them. So there you have it. News you can use. not just horse race politics, but Space Command and emission standards from Qantas Insights.
Well, Qantas, and I don't know anything about Qantas. I've never dealt with Qantas polling, but I am intrigued by the fact they do appear to have a pretty good spread. Known Republican voters, obviously it's one side, but they went for, it's a primary race, so they went for statewide over 1,000 participants. So that's interesting. That's more. That's
it's a big,
more than
big
I expected.
Old sample. Yeah.
Do you know what the questions were? Do we have the questions?
I can see here for Senate primary at the 2026 Republican primary election. For U.S. Senate in Alabama were held today, which of the following candidates would you most likely support?
And there was no push-poll option. Like if you said Jared Hudson, they go, did you know that Jared Hudson's the only one who's not a pedophile? I mean, that's the kind of, I've seen push-polls be so bad.
There is this candidate background. I left this out. Question number two is, which type of background do you believe best prepares someone to serve effectively in the U.S. Senate? And then here we go. I'll read these because you'll be finding these interesting, I think. A distinguished military career with national security experience at the top of the list at 33%. At 30%, an experienced state-level leader with a background in law or law enforcement at 30%. A self-made business owner with private sector experience at 23%. A current member of Congress with federal legislative experience at 10%. Wow. A public figure with a background in sports or media at 2%. And finally, at 2% as well, a former official in a recent presidential administration.
Fascinating. This is fascinating. What they basically did was give you a little snippet of everybody's. Now, I'll be honest with you, the funniest push poll I ever saw was about me. When I was running for the state Senate, I got a call at my house. And they said, we'd like to talk to you about the race between Phil Williams and Larry Means. And I said, okay. They said, did you know that Phil Williams sends his kids to a private school so they can avoid having to hang out with commoners? That's exactly what they said. And I said, really? Tell me more. And they said, oh, yeah. And they went on to tell me all kinds of mean things about me. And I finally said, this is cool. I want to talk to your manager. And I thought it would end up right. And then she goes, excuse me? I said, I want to talk to your manager. Okay, hang on. And no kidding, they put this guy on. He goes, hello? And I said, yeah, who is this? This is Bob. I said, Bob, where are you located? Michigan. I said, hey, Bob, I'm Phil Williams. And he went, oh, wow. Just like that. The poll was over at that point. But anyway. Hey, listen, I want to switch gears. We got about 3 or 4 minutes and go to the topic we were actually going to talk about when I first called you and said, hey, can you come on? Let's go local here. Alabama High School Athletic Association. I call them the sports mafia. They had a meeting yesterday. I'm sure you're aware of it. They had a meeting yesterday, and it was basically to pressure, it appears, designed to pressure private schools who were participants in AHSAA athletics to get on board with their proposal about transfers under the CHOOSE Act and all that. Where is this going, and are they? Do they understand the level of overreach they appear to be getting into?
I think they are totally misguided here. So kind of ask it around, and I don't know where this comes from, but there's a suspicion that they think that the private schools are the force behind the school choice initiative in the state, that they're the ones pushing this, and they're the ones that are getting the legislature to take these kind of actions and put this language in legislation, or well, whatever it may be, that it is all a conspiracy driven by the private schools, which I don't think that's the case, because the private schools can recruit and do whatever they want with or without the CHOOSE Act. So that being said, there's a gathering. The official word from the AHSAA was it was about classification, which if you're a private school and compete in the AHSAA, your student body population is has a multiplier of 1.35.
Yep. Yep.
So, you know, you have to compete at a higher classification because you aren't constrained by districts or whatever it may be. But the suspicion there was, well, no, they're going to be pushing on these private schools to try to get the legislature to back off their threats. And I think it's just totally misguided, Senator. But these guys, and I was like, there's no way they think that. But these guys have gotten this far down this road by making all these miscalculations. You have to try to be this bad at your job with the AHSAA to get the governor and the Speaker of the House to sue you and have the legislature breathe it down your neck where they're going to do something drastic in 2026.
I mean, this is like, first of all, these are sports people, so I'll use a sports analogy. The play calling from the sidelines is awful right now. They don't seem to have a grasp of what to do to regroup. They even went in at halftime and came back out with no adjustments. So they're just like floundering around and trying to act like it's the 1970s where they had all the authority in the world.
Well, my suspicion is that, you know, it's an organization run by a lot of former football coaches. And you know, if you played sports, you know how that locker room is. You have a dictator. You know, he is the guy. And they get around themselves and each other, and they seem to think that that's how the world works. But the world doesn't work like a high school locker room. It works like, you know, we all get a say. There's going to be political retaliation. This is what this governor does. You get on her bad side. Ask the Veterans Department how that worked out for them. Ask any of these other people who have gotten on her bad side that she's had to fire or remove from a board or whatever it may be, how that worked out. And this is not a fight they can win.
No, it's not. The legislature's against them. I think the courts are going to be against them, and the governor's office is certainly against them. And we got to leave it there, my brother. All right, Jeff Poor, appreciate you, man. Thanks so much for being here. 1819 News and the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Have a great day, buddy.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
All right, we will take a break. We will come right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.